just kind of coast into election day. And it's an interesting strategy. I mean, I think there's downsides to it. I think the downside is that, you know, you can have a campaign with a good ground game that turns out, you know, your supporters, and that makes a difference. But we'll see in 50 days.
50 days from right now. Stick around. More with Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. As we continue, my name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is a Monday, a brand new week on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
At touch after 3:30 right now as we take a look at the traffic cams and... do watch for some delays there. There's some road work on St. Rose Parkway. That's both directions at the 215 interchange. Construction also on the southern Clark County 215 West. That's between Interstate 15 and Valley View. And the bridge work continues on Tropicana. That's both directions between Valley View and Wynn there on Tropicana. Other than that, we're getting some moderate flows through the resort area of the 15. Tap the brakes there, northbound at Hacienda, south at Owens. You're pretty much up to freeway speeds on the Southern Beltway, and no restrictions as you work through the Spaghetti Bowl in the 95 and the 515.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they trail their series against the Stars 3-1. Game 5 is tonight, as the Golden Knights are playing for their playoff lives. The Las Vegas Aces earning the top seed in the WNBA playoffs. They win 86-84 over Seattle yesterday. The Storm are the number 2 seed. The WNBA playoffs begin with single elimination first round games during the course of this week. The Aces get a double bye, and they're going to get back at it coming up next weekend. Raiders over the Panthers yesterday, 34-30, as the Raiders are 1-0. They are going to host the Saints coming up next Monday night. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Say hello to Peacock, the free streaming service from NBC Universal, with hundreds of your favorite movies, like...
Track!
And...
My name is Patrick Bateman.
And don't forget... Every genre, every mood, for everyone. And that's why you can't not watch Peacock. Watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Stream American Psycho, ET, and Psycho now on Peacock. Stream Shrek in October.
Let's go! With Go-Go Squeeze, we're going, growing, standing tall, climbing, laughing, hiding, seeking, giving our all.
Our kids' days are filled with adventure, and Go-Go Squeeze is there for every run, jump, step of the way. Made from wholesome ingredients like 100% fruit and veggies, real yogurt, and no artificial anything, in go-anywhere pouches so our kids can keep going wherever their adventures take them. Go-Go Squeeze. You make the memories, we'll make the snacks. Find us in the applesauce aisle.
Let's go!
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it, or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely loved his column this weekend. Media holds police, BLM, to vastly different standards. And Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What did you mean by that?
Well, it's so funny. There was a report that came out at the beginning of this month, and, you know, just taking their numbers at face value, said 7% of the protests, the Black Lives Matter protests, were violent. 7%. So you got that in mind, and you remember the media described it, of course, as mostly peaceful. You know, the protest became violent. You know, we don't know how it happened, but it became violent. And then you compare that with the number of folks shot by police unjustly, and it's something like 0.002%. You know, the four.
It's not even in the same area code. I mean,
exactly.
There is no comparison to be made.
It's an order of magnitude difference. I mean, it's just the scale. I mean, it's like 10,000 to 1. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And of course, the media, anytime one of these shootings happen, they just jump to the narrative of, oh, the white police officers are just out to shoot the innocent black people. And, you know, it doesn't matter what the context is, doesn't matter what the person did, you know, before the shooting. You look at something like the Rayshard Brooks shooting in Atlanta, and here's a guy who, I mean, the cops talked to him for like 30 minutes, and then he resisted arrest. They tased him. He stole a taser. He ran away and turned back and fired a taser. And the narrative was simply, you know, oh, white cop shoots black guy. It's like, no, it's cop shoots guy who resisted arrest, ran away, and then turned around and fired a weapon at him. Like, this isn't about the race of the suspect or the officer. It's about what the suspect did. I mean, same thing with the, I'm blanking on it, but the one in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I mean, it's the exact same thing. It's about what Jacob Blake did. It's not about the race. You know, there is still zero evidence that any of the high-profile police shootings this year involving black suspects had any sort of racial component. I mean, even the George Floyd thing, which I think was the most egregious, and everyone said, look, I mean, there's no reason to be on the guy's neck for 9 minutes, no matter, even though his death may have been caused by an overdose. I mean, that was bad. But there's no evidence that was racially motivated. And so, anyway, it's just so funny how the media will dismiss 7% as, you know, no big deal. These are mostly peaceful. And then you've got, you know, 12 police officers out of 700,000 acting in a somewhat suspicious way, according to, and I don't think even all of those are suspicious. And the media just leaps to the narrative of, oh, the cops are evil.
Well, and now you've got, in fact, it seems like every hour, on the hour, I'm getting, my phone goes off, and we find out that another police chief has been fired or had to resign. Now we've got and this is, it's tragic, really, that's happening around the country. The mayor has fired the Rochester, New York police chief in the wake of the Daniel Prude death. This thing is not going away, and it doesn't seem, but, and you brought this up before, the issue that nothing really is changing. The NBA can have its, actions by the players to cancel games and postpone, boycott games, things like that. But yet nothing is going to change. Is anything going to change from this? The fact that in Rochester, New York, the mayor is fired, the police chief, I don't even know what the issue is that they say he did wrong, but they fired the police chief. Is anything going to change?
Well, I mean, my concern is the thing that changes is you're going to have more incidents like what happened in L.A. yesterday, where, you know, someone comes up and just shoots cops in cold blood. And, you know, obviously that's despicable. I don't think anyone on the left is promoting that. But when you say things like the system is systemically racist and basically everyone in the system is a racist, I mean, the logical conclusion is, well, it doesn't matter who the officer is. It doesn't matter what they're doing. They're part of a racist hierarchy that needs to be destroyed. And again, I'm not blaming anyone on the left for what happened, because obviously, you know, that individual who did that is despicable and responsible for their own actions. But, I mean, that is a logical takeaway from that kind of rhetoric. And so I'm very concerned that it's going to get worse. And the reason is we're not looking at overall statistics. We're not doing any sort of analysis that says, well, what is it really like overall? It's just, oh, here's one incident that we can kind of shoehorn into our preferred narrative, and it doesn't matter what the facts are. Well, guess what? When it doesn't matter what the facts are, you're never going to be happy. You're never going to be able to solve the problem because it doesn't matter what the facts are. And so it is. It's really depressing. And if you know police officers like I do, I mean, it's scary too. And God bless them for being willing to go out and defend us and to, be there protecting order.
And Victor, is it going to impact the election 50 days out? We continue to have violence in our streets. We continue to have cops being shot at. We continue the aim at defunding the police. Is it going to impact the election, you think, one way or another?
You know, I just have to think so. I mean, I just think it's so obvious right there. I mean, the polling shows actually that Biden is favored on these issues, you know, that it's not having to bounce for Trump that you would think. But I just think, you know, the truth is going to get out. You know, the media can't whitewash it forever. You know, that at the very least, people who are in those communities who are near there who start feeling this violence of, my word, I mean, here's a suspect waving a knife and running at police officers, and people are rioting over that. I mean, I just have to think that is going to change the minds as the election heats up.
Hey, Victor, always good to visit with you. Thank you, my friend. We will talk again next week, and hopefully it'll be on happier terms. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us. Coming up, highlights from last night's presidential speech. It was a barn burner, but it also cost Don Ahern and company $3,000. Yeah. For having an event at Extreme Manufacturing. It was a great event. I mean, an incredible, incredible event. The energy in that room was absolutely off the charts. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Big fashion trend?
Mask can be a fashion statement.
It's true. I bedazzled mine.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Uh-oh.
Prince Charming is at the door with a glass slipper. But you have an ugly fungal infection on your toe. See, you've been using that rotten brand that just didn't work. Of course it didn't. It just sat there. But Cinderella knew better. She used Bye Bye Fungus, a revolutionary new treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye Bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish. And above all else, it's effective.
effective. So effective that it's patented. As Cinderella knew, this is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Remember, you can't hide a fungal infection in a glass slipper. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. That's hammondfornevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Monica Pappas says the Vegas Chamber made all the difference to the success of her Nevada business, Fingerprinting Express. At the Vegas Chamber, our purpose is to cultivate growth and prosperity in everything we do. This is Mary Beth Seawald, President and CEO of the Vegas Chamber. We know businesses of all sizes rely on us to engage on important issues like education, transportation, and tourism. We also know that Nevada thrives when Nevada businesses thrive. The Vegas brand goes beyond geography. It's a global force that gives us the unique and compelling ability to be bold, vibrant, and fearless on behalf of business in Nevada. We are Vegas, and we are the Chamber. We embrace our distinguished history that has helped shape and serve this community for almost 110 years. Check us out at VegasChamber.com. That's VegasChamber.com or on social at Vegas Chamber.
This message, sponsored by the Vegas Chamber, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And can I tell you, I cannot tell you how excited I am to be at our brand new address, AM 670 KMZQ. I was talking with my insurance guy, and he listens every day, and he loves it. Steve, thank you. Really appreciate that at Blue Sky, and it's just really cool. I mean, it really honestly is. By the way, the speech last night by the president was not one of his best speeches, I didn't think, but it was a great speech, and it was. You know, the whole event was created in about 48 hours when we found out that the governor wasn't going to let him speak at McCarran at Cirrus Aviation. And that's unfortunate. But within about 24 to 48 hours, they had a brand new venue. And that takes, you know, staging and logistics and security and all kinds of things. And people just loved it. It was an incredible, incredible, incredible event. But just so you know, I'm so happy with our new address. I just wanted to reinforce that. AM 670 KMCQ. Let's go to the audio sound bites because the president made a pretty interesting, and we'll talk about why it's important in just a second. But I want you to hear the pitch he made to Hispanics, to Hispanic voters. And it's incredible what's happening. The niche Democrat party is blowing up. It's simply blowing up. It's imploding. And here's how. The president at an Hispanic event yesterday, and is Latinos for Trump, said that there's a new poll out that shows that the president has 52% approval among Hispanics. That's incredible. That is incredible. And it's going to blow up the niche makeup of the Democrat Party. The Demo Rats are finished. If they can't control Hispanics and African Americans, and we already see some polling that shows the president is up around 35% in Hispanic voters. This was Trump yesterday, last night in Henderson, making the pitch. This is Trump 7, and this is making the pitch for Hispanic votes. Here it is, the president in Henderson.
For the last 4 years, I've been delivering for our incredible Hispanic community. I'm fighting for school choice, safe neighborhoods, low taxes, low regulations on all Hispanic-owned small business, and they are great business people. And they understood that. They understood that. They understood it. And by the way, there's nobody that knows our southern border better than I call them the Hispanics. I call them Latino, you know. I say, what do you prefer? It's very interesting. Some say, call us Latino. Others say, call us Hispanic. Others say, call us whatever the hell you want. We love you. We love you. But our Hispanic population knows our southern border better than anybody else. And they don't want criminals coming across. They want people to come across. But they want them to come across legally, and we have the strongest southern border now that we've ever had. The Democrats and Biden would be a disaster for Hispanic Americans. He's pledged to wage attacks on Catholic organizations like the Little Sisters of the Poor. They're fighting him. He supports taxpayer-funded extreme late-term abortion. Dream late term. He would allow left-wing anarchists to burn down your businesses. He would hand over your jobs to China and your country to the socialists and beyond the socialists. The Democrat Party also continues to attack our incredible border agents, more than half of whom happen to be Hispanic Americans, okay? And they're great.
I thought that was fabulous. How did the president close out the speech? We'll let you hear that a little bit later on in the program. But he gave a really, really good speech. Not his best. Not his best. It only went 70 minutes. But it was still, you know, at the end of a long day, he started with a 10 o'clock appearance at a Latinos for Trump roundtable. And somebody who was in the room, in fact, sitting right next to the president, is going to join us a little bit later. Victoria Seaman, city councilwoman from Las Vegas, was in the room right there. It was really, really cool. And just to call her a friend and say, man, she's sitting next to the president of the United States. It was just fabulous. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. More to come as we wrap up a busy, busy weekend for the president and for Southern Nevada. We'll do that on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Have you been injured, getting divorced, or need help with a probate matter? Then you need to call Mr. Law, your authority in personal injury, divorce, and probate law, with nearly 60 years of combined experience successfully handling multi-million dollar cases. Mr. Law is the authority you need on your side. Call Mr. Law today for your free personal injury consultation, 702-233-3334. Again, call Mr. Law, 702-233-3334. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad. Past results do not guarantee, warrant, or predict the outcome of future cases. Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Acura believes in sticking to the facts, like the fact that the 2020 Acura ILX is a quick-to-react compact sports sedan with an impressive power-to-weight ratio. Did you know there are no muscles in your fingers? Their function is controlled by muscles in your palms and arms. That's also a fact. And now you're looking at your hand. Creepy. Acura. Less talk, more drive. Visit your local dealer to learn more facts.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. We don't have time to get it in, but I want you to hear how the president sounded last night at Extreme Manufacturing. And a little bit later on the show, we're going to have time to get to calls. But I want to find out from you what you thought of the appearance. If you were among the, thousands that were there last night. Some said it was between 8,000 and 10,000. I don't know. But I will tell you this. It was a phenomenal, electric atmosphere. And even the lines along the street to get in. And I saw that CNN tried to do, I mean, and they were doing what they normally do, and just trying to stoke the fires, saying, well, are you aware that you're probably going to give this to somebody? And of course, people just weren't having any of it. I mean, they weren't having any of it. I thought it was great. And you know what's weird? Nobody was angry. There was no anger. There was a positivity that was off the chart. I thought, and again, just as a student of the game, so to speak, I thought it was a great exhibition of what's so different about these two campaigns. In one, people are angry and they're bitter. In the other, they just love the president. You never hear anybody say they love Biden. Do you ever notice that? And in fact, I think once or twice last night, they chanted, we love you, we love you. Is that incredible? Stick around. More to do. Coming up, Scott Hammond, state senator, Nevada District 18. And we'll find out what's going on in his life. I think we have another Teletown Hall coming up. And those are so neat, where you get to actually ask questions. We'll do that and a whole lot more on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business.